What happened? Why is the Darling now dry? Why is Lake Menindi and that lake system essentially a dust bowl?
Too many licences have been handed out, and water that got down to Menindi Lakes was mismanaged, and that's what's ultimately caused our issue.
See, we sit at the end of this river system, blaming everyone upstream, but that may not necessarily be the case. I mean, we have to face this, Rob. What do you mean?
Back in the 40s and 50s, South Australia knew there was a responsibility there and there was accessibility to water. They wanted to make sure they had a maintained water supply. It's just that the whole game has changed.
You're smiling as you're telling me the story.
Yeah, I'm happy because we saved those fish.
Yeah.
Put them over the bank.
And how many do you think you saved that day?
I was close to 40.
Because this wasn't a lark. I'm not going out there to catch fish because it's a fun thing to do.
Yep.
This is symptomatic of something that's an absolute disaster right along for my community.
Is this
are you getting angry? What would happen if you used the Darling water for that domestic use?
Early 2015, we were still using the water, and my children, one of them ended up with an enormous staph infection, and we spent 5 days on IV antibiotics in Broken Hill.
That can kill you, can't it?
Yeah, if you leave it untreated.
It doesn't surprise you then that perhaps many relationships have formed aboard this very romantic of vessels.
Ah, it's for sure. The husbands and wives were often the galley crew and the skippers and the engineers. There was a lot of romance on those boats, but we won't talk them.
Especially when you got stuck when the river level went down,
That's right.
Yeah, exactly. The forecast was all about, we want to know where you're at now. So at the end of the day, we're not buying water in a desperate way.
A desperate buyer is somebody that's really not paid attention to the market. And if you don't have the information, you can find yourself in that position.
Well, we're hearing on Sonia's show that tourism in Renmark is as big in dollar terms as irrigation. Is it similar here at Manham?
Absolutely. With having a strong tourism economy, we can also retain the services that we need. Hospitals, service stations, news agents,
pubs.
Retail areas. Pubs, most importantly.
We are pushing off from the bank, a beautiful Manham here. In fact, the water is beautiful and flat. It looks like you could just skate across it.
And they did so much training.
They were rowing incredible miles.
We have one of the best river rowing courses in Australia. If you rowed on the Torrens, you've got 300 metres or 400
turn around and come back.
Yeah.
And they would race the paddle steamers too, wouldn't they?
Good indeed.
How many bird watchers around the world would come to the Coorong to look at these birds? And do you think the Coorong is promoted well enough as a haven for these birds?
I don't think it is. In fact, one of the problems I have now is that 20 or 30 years ago, you could be guaranteed to show people quite a few of these shorebirds. Now, you're lucky if you see 10. So, you know, it's very hard now to run a tourist industry where parts of this system just don't draw enough birds to actually make it spectacular.
DIY funerals. Would you consider a DIY funeral, Penny?
I wouldn't go that far, but my husband wants to be buried in the little cemetery at Hindmarsh Island where the snakes are. There's a big sign, beware of the snakes.
I say he wants to be buried under that sign, does he?
I think
so. As one of the snakes.
The snake.
I don't want a lot of money spent on me. I just want lots of visible grief from people, even if it's fake.